JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, what's it like to be a citizen in the land of sun, sand, and sea, and reggae? 47 individuals get the chance to find out. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Sweet Jamaica, man, I land that.
My fellow Neo-Jamaicans, the Yardies.
When Nigerian-born Ehis Oje Pius Aragon left his country to go to school in the Caribbean, he had no idea he would be living in Jamaica 10 years later. He took the Oath of Allegiance with 46 other foreign nationals who were awarded Jamaican citizenship by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, on Thursday.
From the very first time I passed through the airport into Jamaica, the atmosphere just smelled like home. And today, standing here being offered this, to me, sounds more like an opportunity being given.
The individuals were formally inducted during a ceremony at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew, the first of its kind for the agency.
And I will tell my fellow New Yardies, every opportunity comes with responsibilities.
What a nice place to live. Sweet jungle, the only problem is.
PICA Chief Executive Officer Andrew Winter says citizenship was granted to persons from Africa, Asia, the United States, the Caribbean, and other regions.
Today, we see the largest number of candidates being granted citizenship at any one time, and we look forward to your contribution to building this nation.
Mr. Winter adds that more than 30,000 people have become Jamaican citizens since PICA was established 10 years ago, with approximately 3,000 receiving citizenship each year. He also points out that plans are being formulated to reach out to the over 3 million persons of Jamaican descent living overseas who are eligible for citizenship. Vision 2030 Jamaica creates a framework for urban and rural development that supports the economic and social development of all parishes. It's part of Outcome 15 under Goal 4 of Vision 2030. Read more at vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Adrian Atkinson.
My mother's name is Ethel Wynn, and she was living in Kingston at the time. And there was a particular bus that would travel from Montego Bay or drive from Montego Bay through our district in the hills of St. Elizabeth back into Kingston. And during that time of the year, my mother would pack Boxman and send all the goodies. And when the bus reached down the road, about 3 minutes before it get to our house, you hear pa 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 da pa 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 pa. And when my grandfather hear that, my grandfather say, you know what? Little girl send box. And then the bus come to a complete stop at our gate. And you just hear the conductor, his name was Norman at the time, and he shout out, Mass Manny, oi! Mass Manny, come! And say, yes, man. And Papa went out and he would collect the box.
What's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Call and share it with us at 926-374-026 and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. On our community notice board, the Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation will stage its annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony at St. William Grant Park, downtown Kingston, on Thursday, December 21 at 6:30 p.m. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.